Dasheen. Bin Yulin was nervous. Yaksa weren't very welcome in Dasheen, not since the days of the wars, when peaceful, agrarian Dasheen had been dragged into the northern campaign by his presence and the Yaksa's insistence. The Dasheen were Minotaurs. They numbered about 800,000 at the moment, only 80,000 of whom were males. Their large, thick-bodied, muscular shapes were coated with fine fur. Their heads, those of streamlined bulls, immense, almost necklace, with short snouts, broad pink noses, wide brown eyes, and tremendous curved horns. From the male's view, the only worm in Dasheen's apple was the fact that Dasheen bulls lacked the ability to digest calcium directly, causing a deficiency that could only be counteracted by the milk of the females. The Yaksa had arrived at the great farm unannounced, panicking the cows. Its great wings cast a tremendous shadow across the fields of oats and wheat like some great multicolored predator. It landed near the main house, a huge structure that included silos, storage facilities, quarters for Yulin's 117 wives and daughters, and his own quarters. It was not that he'd been totally out of contact with the Yaksa, but such meetings were usually carried out surreptitiously, with him going to a neutral high-tech hex to test his theories, or arranging a rendezvous in zone. Yulin calmed down his family and went to meet the Yaksa. The great butterfly, impassive as always, seemed to bow slightly. Yulin motioned for it to enter his own living quarters, and it did, clearing the doorway with some difficulty. Yulin took his seat in a broad rocking chair and waited for the creature to speak.
"I am Racer," the Yaksa said, using its nickname.
Their names were untranslatable, so they generally adopted and stuck to translatable nicknames when dealing with others. Bin Yulin nodded. "Well,